This is Dairy Radio Now, Milky Monday.
Betty Burning, contributing dairy economist with High Ground Dairy in Chicago. Betty, it appears happy days are here again in the dairy markets, especially as cheese topped $2 per pound last week. How much of this is driven by demand? You have a look at June supply and utilization data.
Some of it is driven by demand, Lee. Overall, total cheese usage was up in June. That was up by 0.9% and really driven by the other cheese category domestically and export-wise. Other cheese disappearance, those numbers were up. And we've seen really strong export numbers in the cheese category throughout 2024. A lot of mozzarella gets exported. A fair amount of the Gouda that's made here in the U.S. gets exported too. So that's some of the story in the cheese complex. The other thing that's really driving prices right now is just the smaller U.S. milk supplies. So as we think about what's gone on with cheese production was down in June, for example. And then, you know, more recently, listening to others in the industry and reading what USDA has to say, milk availability is very tight right now. It's summertime and school is starting again too in some parts of the country. So we have fewer cows than a year ago. We have less milk because it's hot and then school's starting. So milk's getting pulled away from the vats. And that's really creating some interesting supply side dynamics, pushing prices higher on this really tight milk availability. As we think about what does a spot load go for? Last week, it was a positive overclass number, and it was the highest in a number of years as well. Really, quite frankly, spot milk has gone for a higher price all year long than like the 3-year average. So that market has just been really tight, and that's creating some of the upward pressure that we're seeing right now in the cheese market.
And of course, those higher cheese prices are going to mean less exports down the road, are they not?
Absolutely. Good point. Yeah, last week we got June's export data. Everybody probably already knows this, but exports were historically strong, but they were not as good as March to May when we exported over 100 million pounds in each of those months. June's number was down a little bit. The team at High Ground was expecting that as cheese prices had risen this spring. We anticipated that cheese exports were going to begin to fall off come summertime, and that is exactly what we're seeing and hearing right now.
Thank you, Betty. Betty Burning, contributing dairy economist with High Ground Dairy in Chicago.
Another simple miracle moment with Hank and Laura.
The people we hang around with have a huge influence on who we become and how we behave. Studies have shown that we become an average of the 5 people that we spend most of our time with.
Many people would like to change the circumstances in their lives. Usually the first and best place to start is by changing ourselves.
Another option is to make some strategic choices with your friends. If they are not in an alignment with yours, consider spending less time with them.
Think about what you want more of in your life and then see if current friends are adding to that. If not, pursue some friends that will bring more positive influence into your life. Also consider asking your current friends what else you can do to be a better friend for them.
That's Hank Wagner and Laura Rotz, author of the book Simple Miracles. For more, go to becomebetterleaders.com.
This is Dairy Radio Now.
A new secretarial advisory committee focused on technical assistance in verifying carbon credits, now accepting applications, as we hear from USDA Radio's Rod Bain.
Making the connection between farmers and providers and verifiers of carbon credits.
We announced the opening of positions on an advisory committee that we're instructed to develop under the Climate Solutions Act that was passed by Congress. It's a large advisory committee.
32 members, according to Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack. Speaking at the American Coalition for Ethanol Conference in Omaha, Nebraska Thursday, he explained the committee will review qualifications and activities of technical assistance providers and third-party carbon credit verifiers and advise the secretary on method, entry, and integrity of carbon markets. Applications are being accepted through the Federal Register with the deadline for application October 15th. More information about the committee is available online at www.ams.usda.gov/services/GCSA. I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.